come today. But Mr. Mahlangu is here, did assure us. Dr. Thomas of the Eye. I'm not sure if you want to say anything before I give to Barbara and Renee. Thanks.
Thank you very much, Honorable Chair. Thank you for your welcome. I would just like to extend a sincere apology to the DG. He's unfortunately not able to join you today. So he sends his regret.
Thank you very much. Is there any other apology that you...
We note the apology of Dr. Lottery. She's not available for this meeting today.
Thank you very much. Today we, it's the committee consideration of the NRF 8 bill, B23 of 2017. Without much waste of time, I will give to Dr. Barbara Lutz to take us through. I'm sure we all have the A and B, isn't it? We have the two bills. Yeah. So she'll be reading from the B23A 2017, and then we also refer to B23B. So it's the A and B. But what I'll do also, I will not wait until we will agree, and as we move around, as clause by clause, instead of coming back and doing the clause by clause, let's agree on each clause as we go along. Thank you very much. Over to you.
Thank you, Chair. Good morning, Chair, and good morning, Honourable Members. Honourable Members, with the A list that's currently in front of you that says indicates selected clauses, reflect the clauses that through your deliberations was required to be amended. So that then is read into the bill that the department tabled, and the outcome, the result is then the draft B bill that upon your acceptance will be tabled in the House for consideration. As Chair indicated, I will then just be going through the B bill, clause by clause, indicating which one is amended by the A-list. So I will present it to members either with amendments or without, basically transferring then your comments and decisions into the new draft bill. Clause one is the amendment that will be implemented in the principal act with regard to the definitions that the committee has given us the mandate to insert amendments in the A list that will reflect on the department, the national research facilities, the research institutions, and science engagement. So that, Chair, through you, is then clause one of the bill with amendments as reflected in the A list.
Is that clear, Honourable Members? Mm-hmm. Do you agree with that? Mm-hmm. Thank you very much.
Thank you, Chair. Chair, in the bill itself, clause 2 was not amendment, so clause 2 is up for vote through you without amendments.
We agree, clause 2. Thank you very much.
Thank you, Chair. Clause 3, the amendments reflected in clause 3 is the proposal that came from the NRF and the department to standardize the phrasing supporting, promoting, and advancing research and human then capacity instead of capital. So clause 3 is up for adoption or acceptance by you with amendments.
I put to you clause 3. Yeah. Agreed. Thank you. Honorable King. Okay.
Okay.
Let's continue.
Thank you, Chair. Clause 4, Honourable Members, then had the title change that now will read powers of Minister to determine national policies and issue policy guidelines. That is then so reflected in the A list, and Clause 4 is up for your consideration and vote with amendments, through Chair.
Honourable members, we'll close four. Agreed. Mm-hmm. Thank you.
Thank you, Chair. Honourable members, clause five was the longest one in the bill, and there was a lot of technical amendments. Running through there then is the promote, support, and advance standardization is in there. There was also the discussion during deliberations as to what is an actual function and what is something that gives power to the NRF to perform their powers and functions. As per members' mandate, we then reflected that certain things just move around. The allocation of funds and awards was moved. The coordination of science engagements was deleted. So in there is there's primarily technical amendments reflected in the A list for clause 5 with that proviso that we did, with your instruction, shift some of the functions and powers around. So through you, Chair, clause 5 is up for vote with amendments.
Clause 5, honourable members. Agreed. Thank you. Clause 6.
Thank you, Chair. Clause 6, we did not change anything in the content of clause 6. Members gave us the mandate to change the drafting thereof just to make it clearer and more in line with the plain language provision requirements. So we have clause 6 up for vote, Chairperson, with amendments.
Clause 6, honourable members. Agreed. Mm-hmm. Thank you.
Thank you, Chair. Then clause 5, the amendments in clause 5 flow from the...
Clause 5.
7, section 5, clause 7, section 5 in the Principal Act. Clause 7 flows from the discussion that the committee had on where in the Principal Act certain provisions should refer to others. So as per the committee instruction on the 14th, we added in paragraph B there in the section or subsection 4 that will be amended, it's line 36, there will be that insertion as determined in terms of subsection 1, just to have that cross-reference in there. So clause 7 was amended was the amendments reflected in the A bill, and the A list for the B bill to insert that cross-reference in subsection 4 to subsection 1 in the Principal Act as per the members' instruction last week. So clause 7, Chair, is up for vote with amendments.
Honourable members,
clause 7. Chair, can I just ask the regulations? Would it be, it will come to Parliament. That was our decision last time.
Thank you.
Thank
you.
Thank you, Chair. Chair, the same then applies to Clause 8 with regard to the research institutions, where there is then also inserted a cross-reference to Subsection 1, the declaration as contemplated in Subsection 1. So with that instruction from the committee in the last meeting, Chair, Clause 8 is up for vote with amendments.
I put to you, Honourable Members, Clause 8. Agreed. Thank you. Clause 9.
Thank you, Chair. Clause 9.
We will just go through clause 9, and then even those that do not reflect here, we will go through them as a part of clause 9. Yes.
Thank you, Chair. Thank you, Honourable Members. Clause 9 and clause 10 both have not been amended during deliberations, so both those clauses are up for vote without amendments.
Can I put clause 9 to you, Honourable Members? Agreed. Thank you. And clause 10? Agreed. Thank you. Clause 11?
Thank you, Chair. Clause 11 also just has a minor rephrasing for a redraft rephrasing to clarify certain aspects. Nothing in the content was changed. So clause 11 is up for vote with amendments.
Clause 11, honourable members. Agreed. Thank you.
Thank you, Chair.
I'm sorry. Mrs. Wong.
Chairperson, clause 11 is just a technical amendment. That everything should be underlined from the wording, the chairperson up to or paragraph B. Everything should be underlined, and the comma, which is put there in bold, that should be also be deleted. It's just a technical amendment, chairperson.
Okay.
Thanks.
You can see that.
Hello. I think on the very last underlined aspect of B, there are two full stops.
That is for sentence structure, Chair, because we're quoting a section of the bill in something else. There's a full stop call within the quotation mark and the other one outside.
Okay. I forget, Bongi. Are you okay with the response?
I didn't get what you're saying. You know, what I'm saying, Chapin, just to put for the record, this has already been agreed. But for the purposes now of the drafting, everything should be underlined because we are omitting, we are substituting the entire subsection 3. This is a new subsection 3, so everything should be underlined. And then that comma there that is in bold, that was left in error. I think that was an error from the printers. So everything is underlined up to paragraph B.
Barbara. Are you looking at the new one?
Chair, I think there may be a confusion as to versions, because the version that members have, you'll see with in the A-list clause 11, when it has a line and a line to the side, that implies that the whole clause is underlined and the bold comma has been deleted. So I think my colleagues are speaking to a version that we amongst ourselves circulated for technical correction purposes, but that's not the version that's in front of the committee.
I forget. You're fine. All right. Thank you.
Apologies, Chair. Members, clause 11 then is as presented. It was all there. I promise we're not like slipping in commas and extra provisions. So, Chair, clause 11 with amendments then.
Clause 11, I put to you, honourable members. Agreed. Thanks.
Thank you, Chair. Clause 12, Chair, is then also up for vote with amendments. There we inserted with the committee's permission and that was missing just for structural purposes. And because the committee decided that paragraph C needed to come out there, that spoke to a member of the board may not serve one on more than two committees at a time. That was part of the deliberations. The structure just of that clause changes so that it reads better, but that does not, the structural changes in the clause in the B bill there with the addition of the and the deletion does not have an impact on the principal act. So, Chair, then clause 12 is up for vote by the committee with amendments.
Honourable members, clause 12? Fine with that. Advocate? You're fine. Thank you. Clause 13.
Thank you, Chair. Clause 13 then has a knock-on effect from clause 12 when the committee deliberated on the board and how they function. And that was a request that the committee had that it be clarified with the reappointment period. So the amendment in clause 13 then speaks to the chief executive officer must be appointed for a term not exceeding 5 years and may be reappointed for a term not exceeding 5 years. That decision from the committee or by the committee is then reflected in clause 13, as well as the fact that the board should in any case report on all matters, so stating that on those affairs which the boards may require was then also deleted as per committee instructions. So, Chair, clause 13 is up for vote by the committee with amendments.
Thank you. Advocate? Honourable members?
Yes.
Fine, thank you. Clause 13?
Thank you, Chair. Chair, clause 14 was not touched during deliberation, so clause 14 is up for vote without amendments.
I put to you clause 14, honourable members. Clause 14. It's fine. Thank you.
Thank you, Chair. Clause 15 was just a minor deletion during discussions. It was between the department's presentation and the committee's deliberation. There was a decision made that the four different research fields and functions was to be deleted, just to clarify the foundation's divisions, and that there's no restriction. Whatever is required of a division, that division can then be set up and established. So clause 15 is up for vote with amendments, Chair.
I put clause 15 to you. Agreed. Thank you. Clause 16.
Thank you, Chair. Clause 16, again, was one of the provisions that the committee allowed us to just redraft and restructure for easy reading, and nothing in the content was changed as per the table bill. So clause 16 is up for amendments, or for a vote with amendments by the committee, Chair.
Clause 16, I put to you. Thank you. Agreed. Clause 17.
Thank you, Chair. Clause 17 has no amendments, so clause 17 is up for vote without amendments.
I put to you clause 17. Agreed. Thank you.
Thank you, Chair. Clause 18 may look a little different to the members at present because we, following the committee's deliberation as to the parts that needed to be deleted, we just collapsed it into a single sentence listing all the paragraphs and subsections in that section that needed to be deleted. So committees will now just see members will now just see a single sentence reading section 17 of the Principal Act is hereby amended by the deletion of 1B, 2B, 3, and 5. So that is just a reflection of the committee's deliberation, Chairperson, and that then leaves clause 18 open for vote with amendments.
Thank you, Advocate. Fine, honourable members, fine. Thank you. Clause 19.
Thank you, Chair. Then clause 19, 20, 21, 22, and 23 are all as tabled initially, so they are all open for vote without amendments.
Clause 18. Agreed. Clause 19. Clause 20. Agreed. Clause 21. Clause 22, and clause 23. Mm-hmm. Thank you. Clause 24.
Thank you, Chair. Clause 24 then speaks to the submissions of promulgations, and that then refers to the question whether promulgations will be sent to Parliament or in regulations. It is just a decision from the committee's deliberations last week that the 50-day proviso be deleted. So that will still be submitted to Parliament before promulgation, but then the 30 days is just deleted. So that leaves a clause 24 to the committee for vote with amendments.
Honourable Koranov, I thought you looked... Your face had a question. Okay. I put to honourable members. Fine. Thank you very much. Clause 25.
Thank you, Chair. Clause 25 has not been amended, so clause 25 is for the committee to vote on without amendment.
I put to you clause 25, honourable members. Thank you very much. Clause 26.
Thank you, Chair. Clause 26 speaks to the long title of the Principal Act, and there it was just standardization. Once again, adding the support, promotion, and advancement proviso at the to provide for. So that is stated up front, and then human capital is once again changed to human capacity. Chair, so clause 26 is open to the committee for vote with amendments.
Clause 26. Thank you very much, honourable member. Clause 27.
Thank you, Chair. And then clause 27 is just the short title and commencement, and that is for the committee, the chair, to vote on without amendments.
Clause 27, honourable members. Thank you very much. Advocates, anything that you want to be fine. NRF? Mr. Matlow?
Thank you, Honourable Chair. We are
We have no issue. Just a small correction. I just want to check with the advocate if my understanding is correct or not. Thank you. Honourable Chair, on page 4,
the bill.
On the bill, in paragraph K, sub MB, the incubation, it says incubate qualifying national research facilities prior to its declaration as a national research facility. I've just checked with the advisors, and I think the appropriate way of saying it's either it's a facility prior to its declaration, or it should refer to incubate a qualifying national research facility prior to its declaration. So the its refers to the national research facilities. Incubate a qualifying national research facility prior to its declaration as a national research facility.
So singular instead of plural.
So yeah, the facility should be a single.
Singular.
Either that or we say, if we retain the plural, then it should be prior to their declaration.
Can you see what?
Yes, Chair, but I think it's preference, it's phrasing preference. We can take this all back and go and do the amendment, Mr. Chair, but I don't see any ambiguity in the phrasing as it is currently. So I hear my colleagues, but it's a little bit of a semantic issue at the moment. We'll adhere to the decision of the committee. If the committee wants us to rephrase that, we can. But there's no ambiguity in as it stands currently.
Advocate Bonge. I don't know what you're agreeing to. To Barbara. You agree with Barbara?
Yes, it's in order to person, there's no ambiguity.
Okay. Thank you very much. Barbara Mahlangu, you said it's fine.
Satisfied, Honorable Chair.
Thank you very much. DST, Dr. Thomas.
Thank you very much, Chair. We are grateful to the committee for its excellent scrutiny and inputs that it has made on the bill. We're very grateful to you for your support in this regard. And I would also, on behalf of the department, like to express our extreme gratitude to all the legal colleagues in the various offices that have worked with our team and the National Research Foundation in enabling the committee to get to this point in its deliberations. They displayed an excellent collegiality in all of this work. And just the last technical point, we support the response by Dr. Lutz on the previous matter. Thank you.
Thank you. I think as a committee, we had taken a decision that we are not going to work in silos. We are one entity, we are one government, one portfolio committee, and we have the same objective, to better the lives of the people out there. So we have to work in a collective. So with that, honorable members, I want to read the report, that the report of the Portfolio Committee on Science and Technology on the National Research Foundation Amendment Bill B23 of 2017 dated 28 March 2018. The Portfolio Committee on Science and Technology, having considered the subject of the National Research Foundation Amendment Bill, B23-20 of 2017, National Assembly Section 75, referred to it and classified by the John Tagging Mechanism as a Section 75 bill, reports the bill with amendments B23A of 2017 as follows. That will be then inserted on the report itself, and that the committee further reports that on 28 February 2018 it submitted an interim report to the National Assembly requesting permission in terms of Assembly Rule 286-4C for the committee to amend other provisions of the National Research Foundation Act at Act number 23 of 1998. At subsequent deliberations on the 14th of March 2018, the committee resolved to rescind its previous decision to request permission to amend other provisions of the above-mentioned Act. So the report there to be considered. Dr. Chemboboy, I see you even take out your spectacles. You can ask anything. Okay, honorable members, there's the report. Do you agree with it? Yeah. With that, then we will need to have formally a mover and a seconder of the honorable Koronov.
I formally move, Chairperson.
Thank you very much. Seconder? Honorable Tuck?
I formally.
Thank you very much. The report has duly been adopted by the committee.
Just on further business, members would have noted that we circulated a draft copy of the committee program for the following term. I have emailed it yesterday, and you would have found in your pigeonholes that we did insert it, the packages for the preparation for your when we see the entities in the following term. So those are the two things.
Chairperson, can I just make I've read through it. There is a possibility on the program for sitting on the 2nd of May. That's the day after the 1st of May. So many members will have problems if they need to attend 1st of May and then to be here on the 2nd. So that we can just have a relook on that. It's a very small issue. We can either add it to the previous week or to the following week. If you can just look at that with.
I had a meeting with Shanaz yesterday, and I also raised the same sentiment. Dr. Tembewa.
I just need to say I don't receive any communications, no email and nothing, not even any material from science and technology.
There's your emails are sent to S Tembekwa Yo Edward. Okay. stembekwa@gmail.com. That's one. And then the other one. And the other one is stembekwa@parliament.gov.za. Those two.
The first one is not correct. My preferred email. It's not stembekwa@gmail.com, but it's tembekwa@gmail.com.
Okay. We will correct that.
Okay.
We will just double check with Tando the hard copies that are sent to Honorable King. You did receive yours? No. Okay. We will double check that and we'll make sure that it's circulated this morning. When it's done, Honorable Members, Honorable colleagues, DST, NRF, and the legal advisors, and also Dr. Lewis, Renee and Shanaz, thank you very much for your cooperation and all your help in ensuring that you finalize the bill. I think we have taken a cue from the IKS bill, and we've done the same with this particular bill. There's that collective effort to ensure that we bring it to finality, and thanks for the sharp eyes that you have on even the minute issue, and also how the DST, NRF, and our legal gurus have responded to some of the questions that we raised. But I think we did justice once again to the bill itself, and thank you very much. So we will ATC our report, and we'll see if they when will they then be tabled in the House. But with that, then it brings us to the end of the meeting, and wishing you a blessed Holy Week, and see you not on the 2nd. But when are we coming back? The 16th, ne? The 17th. The 17th. 17th, I think we have a meeting. Let me just double check. The 17th of when we come back in April, our first meeting is 17, 18, and 19. Yeah, 3 days. 17, 18, 19, we will have. There's a draft program that was emailed to you. It's a presentation by the department and its entities. So we'll have a busy period when you come back. But the good thing is that, as you agreed, the 2nd of March we will not have a meeting. Thank you very much. Have a blessed weekend and Holy Week. Thank you. Thank you very much to all of you.